Coming up, we ate at Wimpy's. Never thought I'd say that we ate at Wimpy's, but we did. From the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, this is the Universal Edition of The Diz Unplugged. This is episode 183 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com for your no-obligation quote. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. I am your host, Craig Williams. Today I am joined alongside by my co-host, you know him, you love him, Mr. Rhino Clavin.
Well, hello.
Hey, well, thank you for joining me here today. Mm. So, we've got a really big show for you.
Really big show.
Yes, really good one. As I teased right up at the front, we have a dining review for you. I haven't had one in a while. I don't remember when the last time it was. It probably hasn't been nearly as long. It was Burger Digs, and it wasn't that long ago. So there we go. It was only a couple weeks back. So, we're really knocking it out with those quick service dining reviews for you here. But this one was just super, super important. You know from hearing us talk about restaurants and Universal and all that, that there's at least two that were on my list that were important. I know one for Rhino. We know which one that is.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah, Green Eggs and Ham. It's been closed for...
That's not where we went.
No. And Green Eggs and Ham has been closed for so long. And the only time it's reopened in recent days was during the last Orlando Informer meetup party. They actually got it to open up. So that's quite the accomplishment. But also...
We met Mark from that last night.
Yep. Mark, finally. We met Mark from Orlando Informer. So had back and forth interaction with him for a little bit of time now.
Yeah, nice guy.
Finally met him. Nice guy. So if you're watching this, Mark, hey.
What up?
Yeah, that's us. Enthusiasm. The other one that we've talked about very often, I feel like when we talk about restaurants that aren't open up regularly, the other one is, in fact, Wimpy's. And I still can't figure this out. I don't know if this was... What's the whole theory that when you think you made something up, like the Shazam and Shaquille O'Neal? What's that all called?
Yeah, I don't remember. It's got a name, though, right?
Is it the Mandela effect? No.
Let me Google it while we talk about it.
Okay, but I feel like I had that with Wimpy's.
The Berenstain Bears effect?
Yes, that one too. And I just thought that I had eaten at Wimpy's at some point for the longest time. And then once I started thinking about it a little bit more, then I'm like...
It is called the Mandela effect. Good for you.
Thank you. I pulled that one out of my tuchus, but... Then I couldn't. I started second guessing myself. Did I eat at Wimpy's, or am I just convinced because I saw it open at one point in time? And so I'm still not positive if I ever ate at Wimpy's before, but before this experience. But now I can wholeheartedly say that we have eaten at Wimpy's, and I think our review is going to be very, very interesting to anyone out there who has been following this. The progression of Wimpy's as a whole. But before we get there, last week we had our big episode on Universal Orlando's Cinematic Celebration. And, of course, I went in talking about that show with my knowledge of seeing the technical rehearsal. Rhino watched the video of it. But actually, we are recording this on Tuesday of the week of this release. So we are one day past the official debut, the grand opening of Universal Orlando's Cinematic Celebration. So last night, to give you the context on this, we actually went to our media event for it, and Rhino has now witnessed the show with his own very eyes. He's seen how the tiered viewing areas work. He's watched the dancing fountains, experienced the pyrotechnics, saw the properties used in it. Rhino, I just have to pick your brain on this for 1 second before we talk about Wimpy's. What did you think of the show now seeing it in person?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was way better in person than the video, but the video is good. I'm not saying the video is not good, but it was... we even had a smidge of a technical difficulty with that speaker going out, so that did affect it a little bit. But even then, I was just like, when it was going full steam, I was like, wow, this is really cool. Like, I like all the sound. It went out right before the T-Rex roared, which was the big...
Yeah.
Like, which was why I was disappointed a little bit. But they're just, like, the water effects are great, and then I love the highlights in the movie, and watching it this way, it actually did feel like it flowed together a little bit better, like they were taking cues from each other and how to go, and yeah. I don't know, I was very impressed.
Oh, yeah, no, and Rhino, what he was referring to, obviously, you could tell a speaker went out in our viewing area that we were in, which was basically the ideal prime viewing area that you want to see this show in. One of our closest speakers to us went out, and it was instantly noticeable because the sound decreased by a lot. We do have a full video of the night of the debut on our YouTube channel. And so it's right now, at least I can speak firsthand. We have our panoramic wide shot of it, working on a close-up version too, where we cut back and forth between the two, because Rhino got some great shots of the center screen and all the action on that. So hopefully it's live by the time this goes live, but I'm not making any promises. I have a busy week ahead of me, a lot of other things to do. Anyways, it was a little bit noticeable, or it was very noticeable during our time there, not as noticeable listening back in the video, so not super affected by it. But that was the only hiccup, really, that happened besides a hiccup from Train Your Dragon.
Toothless.
Hiccup is the name.
Oh, the
of
boy,
the
right?
Boy, yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't see it, so I'm not sure.
I know.
I'm going to watch him. I'm going to watch him. But
it was a funny joke.
It was a good one. I actually really enjoyed like being there and watching in the crowd too, because people seemed to be reacting to it really well too. Like when the trolls came on and I don't care how many times it's been played, but who does not secretly love the Justin Timberlake Can't Stop the Feeling song? Like, it's a wedding song. So it's one of those where you're like, this again, but you're tapping your toes and you kind of want to like get into it, you know?
Yeah, I would say just based on the crowd reaction, Trolls was a highlight. Despicable Me was obviously a highlight. People were actually pretty excited about Transformers too, even, which caught me off guard. Of course, they lost their mind during the Potter section. They could have gave a little bit more love to E.T. because of how important E.T. is to the show, but there was some golf applause.
At least... Yeah, I was going to say. I hope they never remove that part, because I love when the spaceship goes up and the water shoots up in the middle. So.
Oh, yeah. No, and they, since I saw it and the first time I recorded all that, they fine-tweaked some stuff. They got the timing down a little bit better with the pyrotechnics, changed some of them out. They got the laser effects working as well, too, which did alter a couple of the scenes.
I thought the coolest part, the lasers were awesome, but also the when they're doing Can't Stop, the part in Can't Stop the Feeling when he just dance, and he keeps saying that. They kept shooting the fireworks off to that beat, and I was like, wow, this is really, really good.
Yeah, they got the rhythm down perfectly from a technical rehearsal standpoint to now, and so that was just really awesome to see. I thought... all of the effects were on point. Especially during the Fast and Furious section, and then specifically Kung Fu Panda. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we explained it well last week, but the show is comprised of one main giant water screen in the middle, and then there's two more smaller water screens on each side, making a big panoramic screen for you. And then also on top of that, too, they have layered water screens. So then there are at least two that are closer to the viewing area. So at times, there's at least one point in the show I know where there's one like close to the right of you, but then it's interacting with a screen that's further back to the left.
It was
so
cool.
It creates a different dimension. But with the Kung Fu Panda and Fast and Furious sections in particular, they were using the panoramic effects so amazingly by having stuff go all the way from one screen to the
when
the
Poe's
other
like
side.
Throwing the fire and stuff like that. I thought that was cool. Yeah, I also really enjoyed when Optimus Prime was fighting Megatron because he shoots off the cannon or whatever you want to call it, and the thing goes, and it was just this really cool, like, it kind of like it was coming out toward you, but then went around to the other side of the lagoon, and I was like, oh, but it makes it. Like, if you were watching on your TV screen, obviously that's one thing, but it was almost like the water was the panning camera, and I just thought it was great how it snaked across. It really made it feel like, you know, he was over there, and then the other one was over there, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we just had a really great time watching it, so besides the one little blip with the sound, otherwise it was a flawless first performance for the show, for the official show that it is now, and I cannot recommend it enough. It's Rhino made a bold statement about it last night. I don't know if it still stands for him.
I think it could be like my favorite Orlando nighttime show. I don't want to like speak too. I got to see it a little more because I think Happily Ever After is pretty great too. Because I like the projections on the castle with the fireworks, but then this is like East Coast. I don't want to compare it to World of Color too much, but. This, for me, it had that same kind of feeling when I was watching World of Color the first time. I remember, like, the pirate ship. I would say this uses the water screens in a more innovative way.
I would say I love World of Color. Mm-hmm. I think it's a fantastic show. Just absolutely spectacular. I also think at 26 minutes, it's just way too long.
Yeah.
So I do enjoy that they reeled back on the time for this show because they could easily add in more properties if they wanted to. They could have made this a longer show, but they didn't.
It left me wanting more with the right amount of wanting more. Not like, oh, I want more, like I want 10 more minutes. It was like, oh, that was a lot of fun. I want to see it again more, you know?
I agree with that. I would wholeheartedly say that. So we highly recommend getting out there to see Universal Orlando's Cinematic Spectacular. And gosh, you're not going to see Cinematic Spectacular, Cinematic Celebration. Wish they would have changed the name just a little bit more from the last one. Because I'm going to be saying Cinematic Spectacular probably for the next 10 years. Then I'll finally get to Cinematic Celebration when it's replaced with a new show. But that doesn't matter anymore. Next thing we have to talk about, finally, is our food review of Wimpy's. So we actually have a short video to play alongside this that we did shoot inside Universal, just because we wanted to give you the full effect of us being there ordering, eating it for the very first time. So we'll play this video, and then when we come back, we will talk about the thorough experience. We've made it here to Universal Orlando, and we are at our dining establishment of choice today, the almost always closed Wimpy's, here in Toon Lagoon, right beside good old Popeye and Bluto's bilge rat barges. So we already took a look at the menu. Not going to have any spoilers for what we're about to, but I know we've made a decision. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Like I said in previous times discussing Wimpy's, I'm not sure if I ever ate here, and if I did, it was only once.
I have definitely never eaten here.
So I think I did come here once, just like on a whim, but it wasn't memorable. So now that it's back opened up for at least the summer, very excited to try it out. So seating looks like it's going to be a little tough here. Not gonna lie, but it is hot too. Luckily, one of the team members that works there is passing out free waters all around.
Yeah, that was nice.
It was a very nice touch, but we're gonna go order our food, hopefully find some shade, and see if Wimpy's is worth all of the excitement. We have our food choices here, and there was a very, very limited menu for Wimpy's. I'm talking 1, 2, 3, 4 actual like combo items on the menu, and then two things under the salad category. So just to talk about what they did have, we're talking a bacon cheeseburger, specialty burger, grilled fish pita, foot-long hot dog, caprese salad, and then I believe it was a fruit plate. So those are your options here. We went with two of the things that sounded interesting to us. Obviously, we had to go with the specialty burger. Hold that up for you. Of course, we're going to have like cutaways and all that stuff too if you're watching. If you're listening, I apologize. It is a very loud area here around Wimpy's. We have Popeye and Bluto's right under us, as I said before. And then the area music, it's just insane. But the specialty burger is spinach special sauce topped with a sunny side egg, and then there's also a piece of cheese served with fries. And then we also got the fish pita. The grilled fish pita, which is blackened cod, lettuce, caramelized onions, pineapple salsa, and citrus mayo. And the combos that they have here, of course, are the same that they have at all the other quick service. They try to sneak you for more money with the milkshake. We said no, no, no. And we just got the french fries with it. But we'll talk about pricing and stuff a little bit later in regards to that, just because I don't have it in front of me. So I'm going to start, though, I believe, with the burger, just because I have a feeling I'm going to be disappointed with the burger, but I'm going to love the fish. So I'm going to go ahead and cut.
Oh, I see that egg.
Oh, the egg is... I'm gonna take this side.
Yolky?
Yeah. The egg is very yolky there.
Good.
So that's a good sign. A lot of times with these types of burgers, you worry that egg's gonna sit too long and be a little overcooked. You can see that it is a little bit tough inside there, but for the most part, nice and runny. But we also have a classic universal frozen hamburger, so we'll see if this can elevate. Okay, it's really delicious. I'm gonna sit with my thoughts for a second. Rhino, I want you to get in on this.
I am starving. I have not had an egg on a burger in quite some time. I don't eat red meat that too often, but this is a treat for me today. Mm. Yeah. I have food in my teeth, sorry. Oh, I can feel it. How disgusting.
Gross.
Not the burger, though. The burger's great. I feel like anytime you put an egg on a burger, you can't really go wrong because it's got that, like, that yolk with that, like, kind of the beef, like, the savory. It all mixes together right, you know? Whatever the special sauce is, it's got a little bit, like, of a tang in there. It almost tastes like mayo ketchup. Like, I know that sounds weird, like mixed together, but you all usually hit it with like a piece of lime or something like that, or a lemon. It's pretty good. It's very liquidy, very drippy.
In the best way, though.
Yeah, and I do love the inclusion of spinach on the burger because you can't be eating at a Popeye-themed restaurant and not have some sort of spinach on the menu. I honestly feel like spinach should have been in everything over there, but not everybody likes spinach, so.
A lot of people were getting their stuff without spinach as we were standing in line. You could hear like, specialty burger, no spinach.
Spinach is like, other than kale, it's like one of the best greens for you. I love spinach. I don't know. They just try it and stuff. It's got, people have an aversion to it, but I need to like get the food out of my teeth before I can continue this conversation. So I'm going to let you try the
fish.
The fish first. Sorry.
Now just like picking this up to cut it, this is hearty. Granted, a lot of the weight is right in the pita, but it's, the pita is just fluffy, feels like a cloud.
Oh, careful. Yeah, it's breaking.
It is packed in here with toppings. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy.
Get it in there. Full mouth.
It's falling apart on me.
I'm gonna put down some of my sides there for a second. Okay, just like the burger, this is very messy, a little bit runny. My goodness, it's flavorful though. It's really flavorful. So the blackened cod just adds a little bit, a hint of spice. Not spicy though. So for someone like Rhino or I, we'd probably want a little bit of hot sauce to kick it up to the next notch. But it doesn't necessarily need it at the same time. It's balanced out by the sweetness of the grilled onions on there, as well as the pineapple salsa. And you know what? I might be a regular Katniss Everdeen because I enjoy this pita. No, the pita is actually one of the stars of this. It's just... it's light and fresh and very nice. I believe you're now free from mouth...
my mouth is clear.
...issues, so I'm gonna let you take a bite of this. Get in on this action. Okay, this mouth is clear. So I'm gonna take a bite. I will tell you that pita does feel nice and soft. I love pita. I love like things served in pita. I agree with Craig too. I'm glad that Katniss chose pita. I am hesitant about the salsa. I know people love mango and salsa, pineapple and stuff on fish. I'm not a huge fan of that stuff. That's just me though. Is messy, and it's probably because we sat for a second to take pictures, but the liquid's really eating through the pita here. I will tell you, the fish is very tasty. It does have that little bit of spice that Craig's talking about, but like, you gotta get that spice whenever you have blackened anything. And honestly, the pineapple is like not offensive. It's not overly, I'm always worried that like mango or pineapple or fruit, that stuff, it's got very strong flavors, and I feel like sometimes it overtakes the flavor that I want from the food. That is not the case here. It's actually pretty good, pretty spot on. So I'm like cradling this, so I'm gonna try and eat some more of this, and then we'll give you maybe some more thoughts.
I bet you're wondering what we thought about Wimpy's, everything else with it, our final thoughts on the food, as well as what we thought about the seating area, our whole experience of actually getting the food.
We're not going to tell you.
Yeah, we're not telling you right now. Of course, we're going to tell you back in the studio. It's rare that we actually are recording the episode after we do the in-park portion. It's usually opposite. So we're going to save some of that discussion for in there. And hey, actually, a couple days are going to go by where we have time to let it sit with us, too. So, yeah, Wimpy's, we did it. Now, let's go back to the studio and talk about it. Back to you. Okay, Rhino. So, let's talk Wimpy's now that we saw that. First off, do you want to say to people where Wimpy's is exactly?
Well, it's in the Toon Lagoon area, and it's by as you take the turn, if you were going toward
Popeye.
King Kong, it's the other way. Yeah,
yeah.
Because you're raking around, and you got to like turn right. So there's a big Popeye statue right there, and when you get to the statue, it's to your right over there, like where the bilge rat barges is. I was staring at that sign, and I was like, "What is a bilge rat?
Yes.
A bilge rat? Bilge rat?
Bilge rat? I believe it's like an old sailor term.
Yeah.
So, and it's also right back there by Me Ship the Olive. So the kids' playground area.
Yeah. It's over there. It's like tucked in a little, like you gotta, when you're coming up, you kind of snake around like a hook to get back to it. Tucked away.
Absolutely. So let's just go over our whole experience starting at the very beginning with walking up to it. The ordering process was downright awful. I have nothing good to say about it.
It took forever.
Yeah. There were three ordering windows that all said order here, and all three of them were open as if you could order there. But there was no line management happening. So basically, one side, everyone was lined up for the order here window, and it was a long line, but things were moving smoothly. And then on the other side, there was no one in the order here window. Instead, everyone was just piled up in the exit and then randomly walking up to the window. And so what felt like it should have only been a process of maybe 5 minutes max to actually get up to order our food ended up being, I would say, closer to 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we at least made it past the 10-minute mark that we were standing there waiting to order.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it got to 15.
Yeah. There was just moments where it was like, it's not moving at all. And you're like, come on. Come on.
Yeah. And
nobody knew how to read a menu that day.
Yeah. And that's... this is also... And I won't blame that on the people necessarily. I will say that it's summertime at Universal Orlando. And during this point of the year, it is like Disney and everywhere else in Central Florida. It is heavily based tourism around tour groups from different areas of the world that do have a language barrier. Could not think of the words there. And that does have a pretty big impact, especially when ordering at restaurants. So, and Wimpy's doesn't necessarily have a straightforward menu, which I guess we can get to that right now.
Well, I will say this too. It is in that area near the Bilge Rat. So be warned, there's a lot of soaking wet people around you.
Yeah.
So, you know, when that line's getting closer and those wet bodies are getting near you. Ugh.
Yeah.
And I brought disinfectant wipes.
Oh, and we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the menu is made up of basically four different combos. I know we talked about it a little bit in the video, but just to recap, the bacon cheeseburger, specialty burger, grilled fish pita, and the footlong hot dog. And I think because of that, a lot of guests were going up there and they just wanted like a regular cheeseburger or they wanted a regular hamburger. So there was a lot of times.
I'll pay you for a hamburger Tuesday. Wait, how does it go?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what Wimpy says. I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
I'm sure that's exactly what he said. I don't know the quote verbatim, so I'm not going to go down that road. But yeah, there was a lot of issues back and forth with guests in line trying to alter it with having that language barrier. So that did have an impact on your average day. I don't know if that's going to be an issue, but it's only one way to find out, and that's to go back at some point. And I will say that, as you saw in the video, we really enjoyed it. But there was a couple things to note with the food. Burgers were coming out very quick. With the fish pita, this was actually a process. They don't have the fish sitting there waiting
for you. Which is good, yeah.
Yeah, it's freshly made. It's freshly blackened for you. But because of that, expect at least
5 minutes at least extra.
They said 5 minutes.
It was
longer than 5 minutes, though. But yeah, it's if you do order the fish pita, you're going to be waiting a little bit longer. One of the things I wanted to see is would we get one that was just sitting out on the counter waiting and then like for our order, and then as soon as the fish was up, would they pair it together and then send it out to us? And I'm happy to say that they absolutely didn't until the fish pita got to the window, because I was kind of watching. Until it got to the window, they didn't put our burger out either.
Okay.
So they kept the order together to make sure everything was fresh, and that was a big deal. But yeah, the next hurdle we ran into was seating. And the fact that there was barely any.
And that's the hard part, too, is that Wimpy's, they weren't serving. All those people weren't eating. Some of them maybe were eating. It was packed lunch. Or others were just sitting and waiting for something. And so, you know, there needs to be, like, a team member policing the area, maybe. Or just, like, having at least one of the seating sections reserved specifically for Wimpy's when it's open. You know?
There was two seating areas. There's one directly to the right of the building. And that's made up of, without having the picture in front of my head right now to count.
I'd say, like, 10 tables, maybe?
Oh, I would say even less than that. I would say 7. But
Yeah.
I you could be right, I could be wrong.
No, I think 10's too high.
It's between, we will say it's between 7 and 10 tables up there. And for the most part, when we were up there eating, I think there was all but one other table besides ours was taken. And by the time we left, they were all taken. And maybe two or three of the tables didn't have any food at all. They were just looking for a place to sit down. And there was more than 7 to 10 groups always in that line getting food. There is one more seating area to the left of Wimpy's, but this again maybe had 7 to 10 tables.
Yeah.
But this side was even worse than our side in that there was maybe only two groups actually eating at the tables, and the rest were all soaked after coming off of Popeyes, and then they were waiting for like the dryer unit, or they were just sitting there drying off and checking everything that they had. So even the tables that were like not being used.
We met
used
a girl
for
over there too, before I forget, because she had the poncho on and she didn't have the stuff with her.
Brianna.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, because I was like, that's my sister's name.
Yeah. So, hey, Brianna.
Yeah. Very nice to meet you.
Yes. It was very, very nice to meet you. But yeah, so the tables were just, seating was a nightmare. We got lucky. We found a table pretty quickly because we poached it as soon as someone.
Yeah.
There was basically a girl there who wasn't eating. She was just sitting at the table by herself.
Stared at her.
Yeah. And when we did, she immediately got up. So I don't know if it was because we looked weird or that she realized I'm one girl sitting here at a table and taking it away from people who actually have food and need a place to eat. Regardless, we ended up getting one quick, but it was disgusting and dirty. So luckily Rhino had wipes to just cover the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's your lesson for the day. Always make sure you have...
Always leave a note.
Yeah. Well, don't do that. Always have antibacterial wipes on you. Don't think that there's going to be a team member around. And this goes at Disney too. Don't think there's going to be a cast member or team member around to clean your table immediately. Chances are you will struggle to find them, and then your food will be as cold as it is.
$1.50 at Target. Do yourself a favor. Get some packs. Throw them in your pockets if you don't want to bring a bag.
Yeah. So definitely, definitely bring wipes. Wipe down your table. The food, I think as I left there, I was leaning towards liking the grilled fish pita a little bit more than the burger. Mostly for the healthy aspect of it. If you don't remember, the grilled fish pita was blackened cod, lettuce, caramelized onions, pineapple salsa, citrus mayo. It was $17.49 for the combo that came with the fries and regular milkshake.
Like, what the heck?
And of course, we told you in the video and repeat it, don't ever go for the combo unless you really want a crappy milkshake. Just ask for the sandwich and fries by itself. It's $15.49 for both that and the specialty burger, at least. And I thought I enjoyed that more, but then as the day went on and I got home and I was talking to Kylie, I was like, oh, the specialty burger, it had spinach, it had this Big Mac sauce on it, it had the egg that was actually
it was cooked
right. Yeah, it wasn't too runny, but it also wasn't overly solid. And the burger, even though it was a frozen theme park burger, they still somehow managed to cook it medium without it being cold on the inside. It was like, it was just really well cooked.
Yeah.
And it was messy, but
I actually, the more I thought about it, the more I think I enjoyed the burger, specifically because sometimes when you go to places that do put the eggs on the burger, which is pretty, I feel like semi-common at this point, you know, it'll be at like a craft burger place or something like that. And usually like the patty on the burger is a lot thicker. And I actually thought like the thin egg on the thinner burger was kind of a nice, like it was the right amount for me at that moment. You know, I didn't want this, like I didn't want a ton of the meat. I wanted like all those ingredients together.
Yep. I would have, if I could have changed one thing about it, I would have just added a lot more spinach to it.
I agree.
Because I love spinach. So, but at $18.99 for the crappy combo or $15.49 for the burger, I think we could say wholeheartedly, both you and I agree that this was well worth it for that price. So the food, it did not change my mind later. Like walking away from it, I was going to be like, we'll see if I really enjoyed this. Maybe we were too hungry. Because sometimes we do have that aspect. But I'm still thinking about the food.
It wasn't from there. It wasn't the I didn't end up not liking the food. The problem was I hadn't eaten anything at all during that day, and I think I ate my food too quickly. And then also it was a billion degrees outside, on top of being like really humid. That what day of the week did we go do that?
That was on a Thursday.
We had a softball game later that night too, and I remember thinking like it wasn't that it made me sick or anything like that. It was just kind of like it sat with me for a little bit. But that was my own mistake that I made. And I still like, would I go get that food again? Absolutely.
I completely agree with that too. Absolutely, it is on my list to go back. And I think if I had to choose between one of the two. Even though I just raved about the burger, and I think that is the go-to choice, the one I would want to see is the fish pita again. I want to know how the quality of that holds up.
Yeah.
If they can produce that consistently. The burger, I have no doubt that they can produce that consistently. I understand sometimes that thin patty is going to be overcooked. But overall, flavors, the they can't really screw that up.
The patty was actually cooked medium, and that was when I was like, wow, this is surprisingly like not like a hockey puck.
It was a shock. So based on that, we highly recommend going to Wimpy's right now, especially.
Yeah, why not? It's different, you know?
I mean, I know we still have a couple places left to go in Islands for quick service, but right now, it's up there in terms of the food.
It's definitely, if you're like in that Toon Lagoon area and going to go, do not go to
Blondie's.
Blondie's and get the Dagmire, right? Is that what it's called?
The Dagwood.
The Dagwood. Somewhere in there, I'll find the words someday. Yeah. I don't know names of things. Yeah. Who are you?
And in terms of Toon Lagoon, this Wimpy's is so much better than Blondie's, as well as the Comic Strip Cafe.
I don't think I've ever eaten at the Comic Strip Cafe.
You're not missing much. We'll do it again soon. I think it's better than the options in Marvel. I think it's better than the options I've had in Seuss Landing. I think it's better than...
I don't know if it's better than Jurassic like Park. There's a lot of options in Jurassic Park.
I think it was better than Burger Dick's.
Yeah, I
don't know if it's better than Thunder Falls Terrace.
Yeah.
We did kind of enjoy our food there. So
the thing about Thunder Falls Terrace is it's like Harry Potter, like it's got the chicken with the potatoes and stuff. And so I like that kind of an option. But so if you're on that Jurassic Park over side of the park, I think it's one of your better options.
And if you're looking to try something different, unique this summer that you haven't had before, definitely Wimpy's. The rest of those places are going to be around. Wimpy's,
we know
it will be open some days during the summer. It's not guaranteed it's going to be open every single day, but right now, from everything we're hearing, it will be around for the summer, and we don't know how much longer after that if it will stay open.
Maybe it'll flip-flop and we'll get...
Green
eggs and ham. Jesus, I'm getting tired. I'm going to write an email.
No, I hope that might be the case too. But we enjoyed it. If you go there, maybe you'll enjoy it too. And we can really get the buzz going about how good Wimpy's is and how it needs to stay open and close inferior things like Blondie's. That's just me on that. So that's it for our review of Wimpy's. Go out there and get it. Get your Popeye on, all that good stuff. Thank you, Rhino, for sitting here and having this conversation with me.
I'm hungry.
Okay. And thank you, everyone out there who listened and watched this. I really do appreciate it. We do it because of you every week, so we're going to keep doing it even longer. For links to everything discussed in today's Diz Daily... No, that's... What?
What?
What are you doing?
I was in my head. I was singing the Brady Bunch theme song, and you're over here doing the Daily Fix.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. Keep on moving,
and then I heard the links to everything discussed in today's Disney.
For links to anything discussed in this episode, head over to DizUnplugged.com, home of our show notes page for this show and all the others on the Diz Unplugged Podcast Network. It'll include links to our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and link to our email, UOPodcast.com. podcast at disunplug.com. We're getting very close to doing another email show in the future here, so now's the time that I would start sending us emails with questions that you might want us to answer in the future. If you watch this on YouTube, of course, as always, go ahead and leave comments down below. You're not leaving enough. I want to see more. And definitely hit that thumbs up button and make sure you are subscribed if you haven't yet. If you're listening to this on iTunes, we love you too. Just as much as we love YouTube.
I honestly love you.
There you go, and we got your singing in. And so, yeah, if you're listening to this on iTunes, of course, always review us as well as subscribe, rate us, all that good stuff. So thank you again to everyone out there who listen and watch this. We do appreciate it, and we'll be back with you next week for another episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. But until then, remember, we still haven't changed the name.